I don't know if Legacy can really go back to 1996, but it has been a whole lot of the fun of the of downtown Fargo on the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day since 1996. And I'm very happy for the past few years to have been a part of the St. Patrick's Parade Committee, which is always looking for volunteers. And I had a couple who volunteered just last night. And in-house with us right here on KFGO, we have Brian O'Quigley, who is... Brian, say hi to everybody.
Top of the morning to you.
Thank you very much. And we also have Fargo firefighter Dave Conrad. Let's see if your microphone works, Dave.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, good to have you here. And also, longtime member of the committee, my Jane, Jane Reff. Thank you for coming in.
Hi.
Nice to have you here. We all have been given assignments. Do you guys know what you're supposed to do here?
You'll cue us, Jack.
Okay. And we also have Brittany Goodman, who was featured recently in the forum as a woman of influence in our community. And she certainly is a great organizer, and glad to have her on our committee. Brittany, welcome to KFGO again.
Great to be here.
Well, all right, then. Let's begin. Jane Reff, give us the basics of the St. Patrick's Parade.
As Jack reminded you, the parade is on Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 15th, at 2 p.m. And we are following the Pacers race.
Which begins at 2 o'clock. That's when we fire the gun.
And they will go ahead of us and lead the way down Broadway. And It is a very short parade, 6 or 7 blocks long, and we are hoping for throngs, millions.
We stage the parade at the Old Broadway parking lot beginning at 12 o'clock noon.
Too. Yeah, the one west of Old Broadway.
And we go north on Broadway to 6th, and barring any trains, we'll be okay. And that has slowed us up in the past. But Brian O'Quigley.
Faith and Begora, Jack.
Well, we couldn't have, this parade couldn't be done without the financial support of so many of the merchants and organizations in our town, because our parade is free. We ask no money from participants. We only ask participation. So can you, Brian, tell us some of the people that have been so generous?
Thank you, Jack. I'm going to mention them here. Beefsteak Club, the Bell State Bank and Trust, the Bergseth Brothers, Case International, or Case New Holland IH. Chubb's Pub, Corwin Dodge, Dempsey's, Duffy's, Empire, Fargo MVets Post 7, the Firefighters Union, where David is a member, Fort Knox, Great Northern Bicycle Company, Haney's Photography, The Hodo, IAM Local 2525, Josie's Corner Cafe, The Kilbourne Group, Moorhead Firefighters, The Old Broadway Sports Zone, Reuters, Sanford Health, Shamrock Marketing, and the VFW Post 762, and I hope and haven't forgotten any.
That's very important. This parade wouldn't happen without that support, and that's why you can be in our parade absolutely free. And for the past few years, we've been very privileged and very pleased to have the Fargo Firefighters Local represented, and Dave Conrad is the man who is on our committee representing the firefighters. Thank you for coming in again, Dave.
Thanks for having us.
Well, tell us what you consider your, what is the Firefighters Local number?
642.
Okay. Firefighters Local 642. What do you perceive as the role of the firefighters in our St. Patrick's Parade?
Well, firefighters have had a long tradition of being in St. Patrick's Day parades. You could go anywhere in the country and you'll see the firefighters in the parade itself. So we thoroughly enjoy being a part of it.
And And the people really enjoy you. You have quite a few firefighters that show up. How many do you anticipate might be in attendance at this year's parade?
Typically, we get about 30 to 40 of our off-duty firefighters that show up, plus FM Ambulance has their contingent of people along with Moorhead Fire Department.
Yay, Moorhead. And how will you be costumed this year?
Well, that is yet to be determined yet. It's not looking the best out there weather-wise. We would like to be in our dress blues like we normally do. Last year, I know it was a little cold, and we went with our bunker gear. Mm-hmm. I will be making that decision today.
That's That's great. And by the way, a fellow public employee has been mentioned on KFGO of late, and I'm sure the firefighters are well aware of the demise of Fargo Police Lieutenant Jeff Scusa.
Yeah, it's a tough loss for the city of Fargo. He was a true leader within the city. I've had the pleasure to have worked with him on emergency scenes and PR events through my 13-year career. And as the committee, he was a big part of getting our permit and setting up our traffic plans. So you'll be missed by this committee deeply.
And we are very pleased again to have you, the firefighters, and FM Ambulance and the Moorhead firefighters in our parade. It's a real honor. Thank you for being a part of it, Dave. Oh,
we love being a part of it.
Dave Conrad. And Brittany Goodman is our personal friend and also a committee member who has been very important being on the committee. Don't ever leave, Brittany.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you have offered to let our listeners know how they can access our information through the interweb and social media. And I also want to find out who some of the participants are in this year's parade.
Well, great. Well, before that, I just have a piece of information that's just in from Kim Molly, who's our sponsorship person. We just got a new sponsor, and that's the new Worst Beer Hall. Let's add them to the sponsorship list.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good news. We have a website. It's very easy to find. It's fmstpats.com, fmstpats.com. Parade information is there. You can still register. You know, you can also just show up to the parade, too. We're not going to kick you out.
But I think I saw earlier in a missive from you that we have in excess of 60 who have let us know they're going to be there, plus the unknown hordes that will show up.
Yes, we do. We have, I believe, about 65 people that have already said yes.
All right.
We also have really expanded our social media this year, and by that I mean Facebook and Twitter. I'm a new Twitter user, but we now have a Twitter account, and it's the same as our website. It's FM St. Pat's. So if you are a Twitter user, you can be our friend, and you can send tweets to FM St. Pat's 14. And any of those tweets, when you're watching the parade, please take photos, and you can send them to FM St. Pat's 14. We also have a Facebook site that we've had active for about a month, and we're up to close to 600 likes. And our event site, we've got about 200 people saying that they're coming. We know that that is going to be a lot more than that. Yeah. But it's been really fun working with the social media. People have been posting Irish ditties and poems and pictures, and everybody just seems super excited.
And who are some of the clans that our listeners have expected to see at the St. Patrick's Parade?
I believe most of the clans that normally show up are coming. We've got the London clan, the O'Connor clan, the Hudsons, the Burns and Coopers, the Muldoon and Dean, the Mike Kelly, the McCobb clan, the Doms clan, and the Brodigan Rasmussen clan.
And we're always glad to have every one of them, too. All right, well, I want to thank Brittany. I want to thank you. Again, it's fmstpats.com, right?
Absolutely.
And STPATS?
It's FM St. Pat's for the Twitter also.
All right, 14.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Brittany, thank you for helping us out. Jane Reff, give us again the basics of this St. Pat's Parade.
We are starting out at the Old Broadway parking lot, just to the west of the Old Broadway. We go up to Broadway and north on Broadway for 6 or 7 blocks, and depending upon trains.
It is 2 p.m., and we stage beginning at noon. Thank you, and Dave Conrad, thanks to you and all the firefighters for supporting the St. Pat's Parade.
Thank you, guys.
And Brian O'Quigley, you marketing guy, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks, Jack.
And Brittany, thank you for everything.
Thank you.